Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with us as we head into the weekend. Last shopping weekend before the big holiday next week. How about that? You believe how quickly time flies by? Hopefully you made your donation to the Needy Family Fund. I know there's a lot going on in downtown Sunbury this weekend. Looking forward to that very much. And we have a lot going on in today's show. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. You need to stock up for the holiday weekend. You need to stock up because some people may be stopping over. You may be going someplace else for a party this weekend, and you don't want to go empty-handed. So you want to stock up at Brewers Outlet. Imports, domestics, microbrews, water, soda, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. The bags are right there at the register. And the pickle bar is second to none. Store's well laid out, plenty of free parking, plenty of help to get the cases to the car, too. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. A little bit later in the show, Kevin will tell you about the car he turned in today, which is going to be a great deal for you. Mentioned it's going to be a fun show today, but I'm going to start out with a fun fact that, Kevin, you are going to love this fun fact. Because, Kevin, I think it was, Sunday you're going to see Star Wars. You're going to love this. There is a Penn State connection in Star Wars on screen. You're going to love this. Peter Mayhew plays the role of Chewbacca. But the British actor, by the way, is now 71 years old. So he needs a double in the movie. And the double has plenty of on-screen time from what we understand. Who is the double that will be playing the role of Chewbacca when Peter Mayhew is not the one on screen? You won't be able to tell, obviously. But it is former Nittany Lion basketball player Jonas Satamo. Yes, Jonas Satamo is the double for Peter Mayhew in the movie Star Wars. Satamo played basketball here for Ed DeCellis. So he came over at a time when they'd gone to Europe, and it was Kirk Kanasky that went to Europe, and they were able to get Milos Bogutic, big guy from Yugoslavia, and brought him in from Serbia. And Milos, by the way, brought with him great comedic moments. One time Milos walked on the bus, and it was 12 degrees at Minnesota, and Penn State was going over for shoot-around. And he looks at Dick and me, and he says, "Memo to Milos, next time in Minnesota, wear long pants." Yeah, no kidding. He one time told us, Milos did, that he was the Larry Bird of his country. So I'm doing the starting lineup one day, and I said, "Milos Bogutic." I said, 6'10", sophomore from, and Dick says, "French Lick, Yugoslavia." Nick Obradovich was an outside shooter in practice. I mean, he was one of the great practice gym guys of all time. But in a game, couldn't really quite get it done. Great kid, great point average. And then there was Jonas Satamo. Jonas Satamo is a big guy from Finland, from Helsinki. And he comes in, and he had a decent face-up jump shot. Could mix it up a little bit inside, but his playing time was limited here in the time he was here. And he went all the way through. And I remember interviewing him at a hoops club luncheon. And Jonas wanted to get into filmmaking. Now, he wanted to get into filmmaking, not in front of the camera. He wanted to be a filmmaker in back of the camera. And he was making a series of mini films on campus here at the time. And now the track for him is taking him to Hollywood. And Jonas Satamo, Penn State's own, Finland's own. He was on the Finnish national team at one point. He doesn't play the leading Chewbacca role. Now, obviously, Peter Mayhew has that, who is the original Chewbacca. But he has joined one of the most successful movie franchises ever because he is the double for Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca in Star Wars. Jonas Satamo, number 21 in your program. And when it comes to Chewbacca, number two behind Peter Mayhew in your hearts. Yes, a Penn State connection. Kevin laughed yesterday when I said I could make a couple calls, we could get a screening. He laughed. He said, you don't have that kind of connection. Yes, Kevin, I do. Yes, Kevin, I do. Jonas Satamo, who happens to be, you want to talk about a great guy. Very thoughtful, very intelligent guy. And I remember when I was interviewing him about filmmaking, you know, what intrigued him. And it was everything behind the camera, how he likes to set up scenes, how he likes to direct and produce. And he did a series of mini films here at Penn State. Got his degree. Then eventually, you know, tried to play some basketball in Europe. He was on the Finnish national team and was able to, you know, again, carve that path. He didn't really carve the path of wanting to be an actor. He wanted to be on the backside of the camera. Okay, that's fine. But how many times have you seen in careers, many careers start out up front and then eventually move to the back of the camera? I mean, one actor after another has become a director or a producer along the way. Well, Jonas Satamo eventually wants to be more of a producer. I don't think he wants to be a director. He wants to be more of a producer. I think that's what he explained to me he wanted to do. But his acting is now taking him into this role where when you watch Star Wars this weekend, former Nittany Lion basketball player Jonas Satamo, who played in the late 2000s here, is going to be the double for Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca in Star Wars. There is your Penn State connection to the Star Wars movie and the Star Wars franchise. How about that? Jonas. I'll tell you, when I found out about that earlier in the week, I thought to myself, wow, that's really out of left field. I never expected that. When I was told that earlier this week, I said, Jonas is doing, I mean, I knew he'd be in films. I said, Jonas is in Star Wars? They said, yeah. And then Milos Bogicic actually sent out a text that we all got about Jonas and him playing, reprising the roles of Butch Cassidy in the Sundance Kid. and since Jonas has blonde hair, I guess he'd be the one in the Redford role. All right, we will come back. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report in a few moments. But yes, a Star Wars connection, direct, on camera, from a former Nittany Lion basketball player who wasn't here that long ago, Jonas Satamo. Double for Peter Mayhew as Chewbacca in Star Wars. Pretty neat. Kevin, ye of little faith on connections. We'll come back. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, brought to you today by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. On News Radio 1070 WKOK. This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. Stock up now. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Pickle bar is second to none. Fresh hot roasted peanuts, snacks, water, soda. It's the holidays. Stock up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The Beverage Supermarket. In fact, go tonight. All right, be ready for the weekend. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Still to come on the show today, Rich Scarcello, Reading Eagle, Nikki Jabala from the Denver Post on the Broncos Steelers, and also Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic on Eagles and Cardinals. Lot going on today. We bring in now Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Tony, welcome. Great to have you with us. Interesting. Brock Osweiler, they've been off to a great start with him at quarterback until they were derailed by Oakland last week, 15-12. Does it seem to you that maybe Osweiler, is it possible he actually fits Gary Kubiak's system better than Peyton Manning?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's probably the case, right? I mean, I think that's probably the talk in Denver right now. You know, Manning has returned to the practice field, but it's going to be a while before he's back, at least not this week. And leaves them, I guess, in a kind of an interesting position. You know, they're banged up offensively as well. They've got problems, with injuries at running back. And so maybe it allows them to, maybe Osweiler does fit that system, especially with what they're trying to deal with right now, and lessen the possibility of turnovers and just take advantage of the defense as good as it is. And that defense has gotten better, it seems like, since Osweiler's been the quarterback, probably because Denver's able to stay on the field longer and they're not hanging the defense out to dry and putting them in bad situations. So, you know, to me, it's kind of a catch-22. I don't know which is which. I don't know whether they're having more success because they are playing a lot more conservatively or whether Osweiler might be the answer moving forward for this team. That's going to be an interesting question for Denver to answer once Manning is healthy.
Yeah, no question about that. All right. Let's talk about the Penguins for a moment. They changed coaches, but nothing's changed on the ice.
Yeah, nothing's changed at all. Same old product, right?
Right. I mean, how frustrated are they? I know it's only December, but how frustrated are they right now?
Well, they've got to be extremely frustrated. Again, this has never happened to Sidney Crosby. You're talking about a guy who has really gone through just about everything you can go through as an athlete. This is something he's never dealt with, not a prolonged slump. His slumps are, 2 weeks long max. And this is the worst hockey he's played in his career, you might say in his life. Certainly this is a guy who's never been used to being shut down night after night after night. And he's still on that top line. And it'll be interesting for me to see if Mike Sullivan keeps it that way. Because the best player on that team right now, offensively, is without a doubt Evgeny Malkin. He continues to produce. And yet they still can't score. They still can't get anybody else, any secondary production. The power play has been among the worst in the league. That hasn't changed, even though they've changed who's running the power play. So, it's going to be interesting to see what Mike Sullivan does. This is a guy who has, plenty of experience. And how he handles the stars on this team may dictate what happens the rest of the year. And now that, general manager Jim Rutherford has made the change at head coach, the weight now shifts to him. His guy didn't work, so now the heat is really on Jim Rutherford to somehow get this thing turned around. But right now, it's almost to the point that you throw your hands up and say, I don't have any idea what's going on here, because these are not the players that we're used to seeing. And other than Malkin, you can start with guys like Crosby, like we talked about, Phil Kessel, even Chris Letang, who's hurt right now, but Letang looks unrecognizable. This was a guy who just a year ago probably had his best season in the NHL. He looks like just some guy playing defense right now. This is a team and an organization that is really, really up against it.
Yeah. You mentioned Malkin appears to be the one that's not. Malkin's going along at a pretty good clip. What has made Malkin a really good player to watch this year?
You know, I think he's angry. I think he's confident. And I think he's taken on a leadership role. I think this is his team right now. I think guys are responding to him, and no one's really responding to almost anybody else on this team. I don't know. You know, Malkin has gone in streaks throughout his career. Sometimes he plays like a man possessed. Sometimes he just looks extremely frustrated. And he looks like he's got the team on his back and is playing possessed right now. You wonder if that's going to continue and that's going to maybe turn guys around. Or at some point, if you're doing that and no one's responding, it starts to wear on you as well. We saw that with Jaromir Jagr here. He's probably almost 20 years ago at this point, 15, 20 years ago. So, it's going to be interesting to watch, but I think this is a completely different Evgeny Malkin than one that we've seen. Even when he was, you know, winning the playoff MVP and winning scoring titles, this is a different kind of a guy with a different kind of an attitude.
Is Crosby capable of playing angry?
That's a great question. I think back in the day, one of the things that kind of was maybe one of his strengths is he never lost his emotions or never let his emotions get out of check. He was always on an even keel no matter what was going on. He kept himself, kept his emotions bottled up and was able to play within himself, which was a pretty impressive range. So I think that's a great question. I don't know if he's capable of playing angry. We certainly haven't seen it this year. What we have seen, not this year, but in the past from time to time, is when Crosby does get angry, it goes the other way. He takes bad penalties. He makes, petty decisions on the ice, and that ends up hurting the team. Now, to his credit, that typically doesn't ever go on for very long, but I've never seen him play angry the way Malkin is and have it benefit his style.
Has Crosby lost a step when you watch him?
I think that's fair to say, yeah. But I think he probably had already lost, I don't know if it's a full step, a portion of a step, even last year. And yet his production was pretty high for most of the season last year. So, again, I don't know. I don't know if that's all that it is. I do think at his age and all the, everything that his body's been through, he probably doesn't quite have the same burst for the same amount of time as he used to. But I think it's even deeper than that that's causing his problems on the ice. I think it's something, some kind of a physical combination combined with something going on with his teammates and in his head. I just think it's a bad situation right now for Crosby.
Can Crosby play first base at a major league level?
You know what? I'll tell you what, I wouldn't put it past him. Could he play first base and commit less errors per chance than Pedro Alvarez? Yeah, I think you get a pretty good shot of that happening.
Just thought I'd throw it out there. Just something.
I think it's a fair question.
Hey, thanks so much, Tony. Happy holidays to you and your family. Appreciate it very much.
Same to you, Steve. Thank you.
Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Coming up in the next half hour, we'll take a look at the Eagles and the Cardinals coming up. We'll have Kent Summers from the Arizona Republic on azcentral.com. Also, this day in sports history. And then Rich Scarcella will join us at just after 4:06 today. And in the final half hour, we'll have Nikki Jabala from the Denver Post to get her take on the Broncos and the Steelers as well. Bottom of the hour coming up, and that means a news update here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. You need to stock up for the holidays now. You may be going someplace. You don't want to go empty-handed. You may have people stopping over. You want to make sure you're fully stocked. And just for your own personal pleasure to sit back on a Saturday and watch some college basketball or watch some college football, because the bowl games get rolling tomorrow. Arizona and New Mexico playing the Gilded New Mexico Bowl at 2 tomorrow to get things started. A home game for New Mexico. Bob Davey coaching the Lobos and Rich Rodriguez coaching Arizona. You want to make sure this you want to kick back yourself. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Plenty of NFL coming up on Sunday. Plenty. Big games, which we're previewing for you today. Water, soda, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register as you exit. And the pickle bar is second to none. Dills and barrel pickles, the two favorites of mine when I go to Brewer's Outlet. So please, stop by, stock up now, take our advice. You'll be really glad you did. Plenty of free parking at Reagan Street, at the Reagan Street location. Also, plenty of help as well. The store's really well laid out, and plenty of help to get the cases to the car. It's all at Brewer's Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You want to buy a great gift? Now, getting a car, that's a real big-time gift. Kevin, by the way, turned in his car this week. He'll tell you more about the great vehicle he turned in and the great deal you can get on it just a bit later. The Yonas Satamo story is just a fun story, which I outlined in the opening of the show today anyway. And again, you're saying, how did this happen? Well, it happened because they were looking to, they started looking for taller actors. That's what they wanted. And he Jonas graduated from Penn State, by the way, and he graduated early with a degree in film and video. And then he played for the Finnish national team for a period of time. And what happened was, is the production company that is doing Star Wars, they were looking for taller acting candidates. And they got a hold of Jonas, and Jonas said, absolutely, you're obviously going to jump at this, but he'll be the double for Chewbacca in the movie. Peter Mayhew's 71. I can guarantee you everything on screen that you see, he will not be doing everything. Jonas will be doing evidently a relatively decent chunk of the Chewbacca acting on the screen. I think it's great. But Jonas, I think he graduated from here. I want to say he graduated in 3.5 years with a degree in film and video. And as I tell you, I've talked to him several times about getting into the business when he was here. You know, various interviews, whether it's a pregame show or whether it happens to be at the Hoops Club and so forth. Great guy. Really liked him a lot. Finland, but I mean, you know, English was his primary language anyway. So that was so very easy to talk to, but terrific. All right, Cardinals and the Eagles. That game was flexed to Sunday Night Football, so it'll be the 8:30 game with Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya, and of course you'll hear it on Eagle 107 with Merrill Reese and Mike Quick coming up on Sunday night. And we've taken a little different tack this week. We're taking it from, we already heard from Tony DeFazio on the Steelers and Broncos. We have Nikki Jabala coming up in the final half hour from the Denver Post. But we're taking it from the opponent's point of view this week. And we're bringing in Kent Summers now from the Arizona Republican, azcentral.com. First of all, Kent, I know it's the first time we've had you on. Welcome. It's great to have you with us. And when you look at the Cardinals this season, Carson Palmer has stayed healthy this year. What has that meant to the success of the Cardinals this season?
It's really meant everything. You know, last year they were 9-1, and he went down. When Drew Stanton went down, they lost their top two quarterbacks. And, you know, and finished 11-5 and lost in the first round of the playoffs. And Carson Palmer's come back even better this year. He's moving around probably better than he has in years and years, and his arm is stronger. He spent time in the offseason not only rehabbing from the ACL surgery, but doing a shoulder rehab, and you could tell there was more zip on the ball this year. And his third year in Bruce Arians' system, so much more comfortable. Everything, you know, he's got this whole thing at his command. He's been very, very sharp, very few bad games, and he's got a ton of threats to work with. So it's a high-powered offense, and curiously, they don't think they've put a full game together yet.
Larry Fitzgerald, you've had the privilege of watching his entire career in Arizona, Kent. As an all-around football player, and not just a star, but as a football player, how good of a, quote, football player is he right now?
He's become better and better. You know, his first many years here, he was, as they used to say, a one-trick pony, you know, sort of run down the sidelines outside the numbers and use his great physical skills and strength and hand-eye coordination and make those catches. And as the years have gone on, he's developed other parts of his game. When Bruce Arians came here, they moved him into the slot more than he had ever played, running far shorter routes than he's ever run. He's called upon to block more than he's ever blocked. He hates being known for his blocking ability, but it really has been startling, his development in that area over the last 2 to 3 years. So he's a leader on this team. He doesn't say a whole lot to guys, doesn't raise his voice very often, but, you know, it's still the cliche, you know, when he does talk, people listen.
No question about that. On top of it, though, I guess what Bruce Arians and the management sat down with Fitzgerald in the offseason, is that true? And they talked about what his role in the team should be?
Well, you know, he had a contract that really ballooned salary-wise and salary cap-wise. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knew they were going to have to address it in the offseason. So, you know, and they worked out a deal that's very favorable to Larry, and the team thinks it's favorable to him. I mean, 2 years, $22 million guaranteed, right, for a 32-year-old receiver. Not many guys that age get that kind of money, and especially guaranteed, but he's earned it. And he kind of knew, his role really hasn't changed from what it's been under Bruce Arians. It's really the same this year. I mean, he would love to line up wide and run outside the numbers like he used to. I mean, he preferred that role, but he's accepted this as a slot receiver. He saw what it did for Hines Ward in Pittsburgh and Reg Wayne in Indianapolis, two guys that Arians coached. So he's adapted and accepted it and hasn't complained.
Do they have enough of a running game, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think they do. You know, under Bruce Arians, they're never going to be a team that's going to pound it a ton, because he loves to pass and he loves to go downfield. But this is the best running game they've had in Arizona, you know, and they've been here since 1988, and I don't think it's even close. You know, Chris Johnson was getting close to 1,000 yards when he went down with injury. They've got a rookie, David Johnson, who's a dynamic guy. I think he's just going to be an excellent player. He's 6'1", 224. He's fast. He can catch the ball. I think he's really going to be a star for a lot of people's fantasy teams in the years to come. So, yeah, they can run the ball. They have been able, for the most part, been able to run the ball efficiently and haven't been able to say that about too many Cardinals teams over the years.
Is there an underrated guy in that offense we don't talk enough about?
Underrated guy. That's a good question. I think the most underrated guy on their offense, it's not a sexy position, but left tackle Jared Belair.
Right.
I mean, he came here a couple years ago and just solidified a problem spot for this team for decades, really. He doesn't get a lot of credit. He doesn't get a whole lot of mention as a potential Pro Bowler, but he's a really good player. Got off to a slow start this year, but he's been excellent over the last month or so, and they leave him one-on-one with the outstanding pass rushers, and they don't worry about it.
Saw Patrick Peterson, did a game once with Patrick Peterson when he was at LSU and Penn State played them in the Capital One Bowl, and it was in a driving rainstorm. But you could see the cover skills were unbelievable. They're probably, what, really four great shutdown guys in the league. He probably is one of them, right?
Yeah, definitely this year he has morphed into that. He had a lot of got a lot of credit the previous 3 years for his coverage skills, but I thought it was hit and miss. I mean, he was very young when he entered the league, 21.
Right.
And I think he relied too much on athletic ability and you know, sometimes got beat and was just so reliant that he could make up for any mental mistake he made. And I think he found out at this level you can't always do that. But this year he's turned the corner. He's lost some weight. He's found out he was a diabetic. He's got that under control. And he's been lights out. They put him on the best receiver every week. And he doesn't get a lot of stats because the other team doesn't throw to that guy very often with Peterson on him.
Tyrann Mathieu was a wild card at LSU. We know what he had, you know, his off-the-field issues in the Cardinals. I think we took him in the third round, Kent. I want to off the top of my head. I think it was,
Right, yeah.
What kind of wild card has he been in this defense for them to play? And what kind of instincts do you see from him on a week-by-week basis?
He's as instinctive as any person I've ever covered, and I've been covering this team almost 20 years. An excellent all-around player, and it's not just instincts. He really is a student of the game. I mean, you sit and talk to him about offenses and what they're trying to do to the Cardinals and what a play is going to be based on formation, et cetera. I mean, he diagnoses those things as well as anybody on this team. And he's a charismatic guy. I wasn't sure what the Cardinals were getting when he came here, given his problems at LSU, but he has straightened his life out, deserves a lot of credit. He has not been in, you know, one bit of trouble here. In fact, just the opposite. Everybody loves him. He's a fan favorite. And, you know, their general manager, Steve Kine, said the other day they want to lock him up to a longer-term contract, maybe sometime this offseason.
Bruce Arians. I remember when Bruce Arians was on the Alabama staff. I remember him coming in here coaching Temple against Penn State when he had Paul Palmer. They had some pretty good teams back then. And then, of course, he moved on to the NFL, and all the Steeler fans know him as well. What has he meant to the overall organization and how he coaches this team?
Well, I think, you know, he was hired right after they hired general manager Steve Keim. And those two guys, you know, and Steve Keim's a Pennsylvania guy, too, from Harrisburg. And
right.
Those two guys hit it off. And it's the best management slash coaching structure this franchise has ever had. I mean, Arians he'll tell you, I'm a cocky guy. You know, his mantra is no risk it, no biscuit. He'll throw downfield in almost any situation. He doesn't play it safe. He doesn't play conservatively at all. The players love him because there's no BS. There's no political motives for anything he does. He's critical of players to the media, but it's nothing they haven't heard face to face from him. And, you know, he talks often about his coaching philosophy that he got from, you know, Bear Bryant is, you know, coach him hard on the field and hug him up later. And these guys have really responded to it.
Phoenix was considered to be a hot, hot market back in the 70s in terms of expansion. They kept talking about it. I think Bart Starr got involved in something called the Arizona Firebirds, trying to get an expansion team there. And then the Cardinals moved, or the Bidwells moved. And then some people felt they ruined the market. Now, what's the state of the market, especially with that stadium in Glendale?
Well, the stadium's made all the difference. And I think, you know, Michael Bidwell, Bill Bidwell's son, taking over the team, you know, about a decade ago, made all the difference too. And not that Bill Bidwell was a bad person. He was a very nice man, a gentleman, mm-hmm. but I'm not sure he knew how to go about fielding a winning team. And Michael's much more driven, much more competitive. And it was his work really that resulted in the stadium being built, being opened in 2006. And it made a ton of difference. They've had sellouts ever since they moved into the stadium. People here aren't embarrassed to be Cardinal fans anymore. You see it a lot more jerseys and bumper stickers and hats and all of those things far more than ever before. And it's become, you know, not only okay to be a Cardinals fan, it's become encouraged. So it's been a dramatic transformation.
Finally, how do you view the matchup with Philadelphia on Sunday night here?
Well, it's interesting. I think, you know, it's like Bruce Arians said on the radio yesterday, it's amazing what a difference 2 weeks can make, you know, and I think 2 weeks ago, you know, this looked like a Cardinals victory and maybe an easy one. And now, not so much, not the way Sam Bradford's playing. The defense is playing better. I think it's going to be a difficult matchup for the Cardinals. They don't feel like they've played all that well offensively in the last couple of games. You know, I still think the Cardinals are a more talented team. I think, you know, I would think they would be favored to win this. I'll pick them by a few points, but I think it's going to be a better game than it looked like it was going to be a couple of weeks ago.
Ken, an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for knocking it around with us this afternoon, because I think we're going to take a long look at this team deep into next month. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for having me.
Ken Summers, Arizona Republic at azcentral.com. Cardinals have had a great year. Even though they're not the number one seed, Carolina is. Arizona's had a great year. All right, let's get to this day in sports history. I know I got sidetracked at the beginning because of the Jonas Satamo story, which Kevin Yee of Little Faith, again, yesterday I said, I have connections to the movie. And he's like, no, you don't. No, you don't. Kevin. Yes, we do. Okay. Let's get to this day in sports history. 1977, the Cavaliers retired Nate Thurman's number 42. Thurman was a great player in the NBA, mostly with the Warriors and then with the Cavaliers. Outstanding rebounder. Among big men in the NBA, he was probably only behind Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain in his era. 1983, Wayne Gretzky of the Edmonton Oilers scored his 100th point of the season. Now remember, this is December 18th. He scored his 100th point of the season. Ended up with 212 that year. Clippers ended their 29-game road losing streak in 1983. At one point, I said years ago, I said two of the really great coaches out there happen to be Steve Spurrier and Larry Brown. And somebody said to me, why them? I said, now remember, this is years ago. I said, Spurrier got Duke to a bowl game, and Larry Brown got the Clippers to the playoffs. You have to be really good to do both of those things, especially back in that era. And by the way, Larry Brown is officially off suspension from SMU by the NCAA at SMU starting today, as a matter of fact. So he'll be actually coaching his first games of the year when we see him in Las Vegas on Tuesday night. He's got Kent State, and then it's either Penn State or Colorado. But the Clippers ended their 29-game road losing streak in 1983. They were the San Diego Clippers back then. 1993, the NFL announced a new 4-year agreement with ABC, ESPN, TNT, and Fox. Fox had taken the NFC Championship package from CBS. Eventually, CBS took the package away from NBC. And now everybody has a slice of the pie. 2002, big moment. A press conference was held to announce Robert Johnson as the new owner of the NBA's new Charlotte expansion franchise, which would be called the Bobcats. Important in that he became the first primary owner of a team that was African-American. That's African-American. And now, of course, Michael Jordan's heavily involved in what are now the Charlotte Hornets. Okay, in the next hour, we will have Rich Scarcello, Reading Eagle, and we'll also have Nikki Jabala from the Denver Post. Rich, of course, talking about Penn State football, and Nikki discussing the Denver Broncos who get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So we have a lot coming up. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, and we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kierwitz 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.